Well, we had a look in the scriptures this morning at Paul saying, grace to you and peace. And we focused on Romans chapter 1 this afternoon in this special anniversary service. So I thought we'd have a devotional from 2 Peter chapter 1, if you'd like to turn there. And I've called it, grace and peace be multiplied to you. The best we understand when the Apostle Paul begins with this greeting, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, that's new. That's not something that people just say. Paul's the one who adjusted a little bit. We've talked about that this morning. He changed the word from greetings to grace and added the shalom of peace. And not only did he greet people that were reading Romans this way, but as you can see from the references, he repeats it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Philemon. And he says almost the identical thing in 2 Thessalonians as well as in Titus. And the best we know, it was so influential in people's lives that other Christians began saying something quite similar. So here's Peter, beginning 2 Peter. And he writes, grace and peace, same order. First comes grace and then comes peace. Be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Not just grace to you and peace, but grace and peace be multiplied to you. You say, okay, so we obviously need grace. And when we have God's grace, which is another way of saying God's help, supernatural help, undeserved help, unmerited help, then we would have peace. But how do we have grace and peace? Notice the text. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Here's the answer. In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. We have grace and peace in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter writes here that the grace and peace, the multiplied grace and peace, that this is something that's in the knowledge. Now, the word knowledge, let's talk about that a little bit. Knowledge certainly includes knowing about God. So when it says it's in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, that includes knowing about God, because you can't really know someone without knowing about them. So for example, you could know that I'm an elder at Trinity. If you know me well, you would know that about me, but you can know that about me without really knowing me. The word that's used here of knowledge, it includes knowing about God, but it's much more than that. It includes a personal knowledge of God. And that's why I've worded this first point, we have grace and peace. Notice, I didn't say in our knowledge of Christ, I put in our relationship with Christ. Because that's what the word really means. It's talking about more than just I know about Christ. It's talking about I know Christ. In fact, what does it mean to be a believer? Well, Jesus said this in John 17:3. This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Notice it doesn't say that they may know about you. Eternal life is actually having a relationship with God. It's having a personal knowledge of God. It includes knowing about Christ, but it's so much more than that. Maybe just a simple illustration that I think is appropriate on an anniversary service. Many years ago, 30 years ago, when Nancy and I started worshiping as part of the Trinity family, we would come to a service like this, and just about every service, Dr. Stuart Custer was the one who opened up the Word. So I knew about Dr. Custer. And I could tell you, yeah, that's him. And I could tell you a little bit about him. And through the years, I became the youth pastor. And through the years, I became an associate pastor. And then through the years, I became the pastor. And he became pastor emeritus. Through the years, I've spent a lot of time in his home. I spent a lot of time talking with him, praying with him. I spent a lot of time with his wife. I got to know Mrs. Custer, Carol, very well. I got to know his son. I got to know their home. I got to know their yard. They loved working in the yard. I got to know his dog, okay, Prancer. In fact, I could tell you where Dr. Custer grew up. I could tell you stories about Chicago, then back to Homer, then back to Chicago. I could tell you roughly when he moved to Austin, Texas, and why. And I could tell you when he left Austin, Texas to come to Greenville. You say, how do you know so much about him? Because I know him. It wasn't I just knew about him. Now, initially, I just knew a little bit about him. But as I spent time with him, I began to know him. And so even yesterday, as I was in ER with him, and he's not doing well, and I, especially those of you who know him, I certainly encourage you to pray for him because he's not doing well. When you spend time with someone, you don't just know about them, you know them. That's the word. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. You say, Greg, life is hard. It's very hard at times. What do we need? We need grace. And what will that grace lead to? Peace. We need grace and peace. We need it multiplied. You say, how do we get it? It's in the knowledge of God. It's knowing God. It's spending so much time with God that you get to know Him, just like it's true with people. And the more you know God, the more that you'll begin to experience grace and then consequently peace. That's verse 2. That's Peter's wish. It wasn't just a Pauline wish. It's Peter's wish. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, I want to actually go into at least half of verse 3 for our second point, okay? Just 2 points. That's all we're going to have this afternoon. Hang in there, okay? Number one, we have grace and peace in our relationship with Christ. Second, final point, we have everything we need for eternal life and godly living in our relationship with Christ. Verse 3 says this. In fact, let me read verse 2 just to get the flow. Peter says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge, the relational, personal relationship knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to two things. His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life, that's eternal life, and godliness, that's our practical godly living sanctification. Everything you need for life and godliness, verse 3, Peter says you have it. It's been given to you. And obviously a question would be, okay, Peter, I have everything for eternal life. And most Christians, I think, evangelical Christians would say, okay, I believe that. But notice what comes after life. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to godliness. That means living a life that pleases God no matter what challenges you face. Question, Peter, where do we get this? And he answers in verse 3, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. And if you're tracking with me this afternoon, you're thinking, Greg, is the word knowledge or true knowledge in verse 3 the identical Greek word as the word knowledge in verse 2? The word that means more than I know about you, but I have a personal relationship with you. And the answer is yes. Everything we need for salvation, that's life. Everything we need for sanctification, that's godliness. Everything we need in this world as followers of Jesus Christ is based on our relationship with Christ. So Peter's wish for you is that you would have multiplied grace and peace, a whole bunch of grace and peace. That no matter what challenges you face, and we're all facing challenges to different degrees, no matter what challenge you face, that you would have grace, that's God's help. And because God's helping you, you now have peace. That is multiplied to you, and it's all in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the conclusion of our brief devotional. I put it in a question. How can I have a life of grace and peace? I mean, practically now. Here's Peter saying, grace and peace be multiplied to you It's in the relationship knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord, because in that knowledge is everything pertaining to spiritual life and sanctification, godliness. So, Peter, how do I do this? Question. How can I have a life of grace and peace? If I asked you that question, what would you say? And no doubt we can say the same thing in many different ways, but here's how I've worded it. To answer the question, how can I have a life of grace and peace? Get to know Christ. It's in the knowledge of Christ that we have everything we need for life and godliness. It's in the knowledge of Christ that we have grace and peace. What do we need more than anything? We need grace and we need peace. So how do I get grace and peace? By getting to know Christ better. You say, how do you get to know Christ better? Well, let me just use my one illustration for the afternoon. When I first started worshiping with the Trinity family 30 years ago, I knew who Dr. Custer was, our former pastor, but I didn't really know him. But over time, I spent more time with him. In fact, apart from his wife and son, I think I've probably spent more time with him than any other person. At least his wife suggested that was so. And I was honored to do that. And the more time I spent with him, the more I got to know him. The more time you spend with Christ, the more you will know Christ. You say, how do I do that? We talked about that this morning. We do that by spending time in the Word of God. We spend time going to the throne of God, prayer, and we spend time in fellowship with the people of God. So here we are, and it's Sunday afternoon, and there's no evening service. Now, this is not like get on a guilt trip, because some of you are thinking, oh, Greg, we already had a picnic planned, or we were going to take a long nap, or just relax and watch a ball game. I'm not suggesting any of those things would dishonor the Lord if you prayerfully think that's the best use of your time. And I mean that sincerely. As Paul writes, let every man be fully convinced in his own heart. But somehow, some way along the way today, would you spend a little bit of time with Christ? Whether that's maybe just reading a little bit in the Word, whether it's reflecting on what you've heard this morning, maybe reading a little bit farther in your regular Bible reading, maybe getting back on track in your Bible reading, maybe starting this afternoon fresh in Bible reading. Maybe it's just going for a walk and spending a little bit of time in prayer. Because the only way you get to know someone is by spending time with that person. And the more you spend time with Jesus Christ, the more you will know him. And the more you know him, the more you'll have grace and the more you'll have peace. We should not be surprised at all that Peter would end this letter. We're not studying 2 Peter. With that very same theme, 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And so that is God's word for us on this special anniversary devotional. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And the more we spend time with Christ, the more we will grow to know Christ. And the more we know him, the more our lives will be filled with grace and peace.